but all they want to do is play pretend. I hear this from parents all the time. We've all been conditioned to believe that play is fluff, or that they have to learn to do hard things, or they'll never develop grit if they just play all day, or it's not going to help them in real life, or they have to shift over to the important stuff. Well, play is full of important stuff. And what really needs to happen is that the parents need to widen the lens a little. They, you maybe, need to notice that learning is happening when children are playing and see the value of playing. We hear platitudes like, play is the child's work. And while one part of our brain accepts that, the other part offers objections. Maybe it's from years of being told to put away childish things. Maybe it's from years of being forced to be competitive. We want our kids to be successful, so we think they need to have some competitive advantage. That's what we've been told looks like academics. Maybe it's from our own experience of being made fun of for wanting to play. So we want to spare our kids from having the same thing happen to them. And about that, if your child isn't thrown into a place where peer pressure is the only thing that matters, or that and the approval from the adults in charge, they might not feel the same response that you felt. That pressure to conform was huge in school and in mainstream society. And if your family is prioritizing being true to yourself, understanding your own preferences, accepting differences in yourself and in others, they'll have a different experience. So if this is your first time here, I'm Sue Patterson, and this is the Unschooling Mom to Mom podcast. I have all sorts of resources to help you get more confident with the unschooling approach to learning. My own kids are all grown, 33, 31, and 28. I've seen what works and what doesn't, and I want to share it all with you. Go to the unschoolingmomtomom.com website and you can find more information about how we can work together. Okay, on to the point of the podcast. I just got off a coaching call with my membership group where we talked about what kids are actually learning when they're playing make-believe with their toys. We even have an area set up in the membership portal where parents can describe their day, and I'll help you identify the subjects that are being touched upon. And I know, unschooling purists would encourage us to stop clinging to the subjects, stop looking for where the subjects are occurring. But my experience is that when we haven't deschooled, that's where our brain goes. When fear says, but there's not real learning here, I can say, sure there is. Let me show you. And with this as a rebuttal, fear's grip lessens. And parents can actually hear more about unschooling and how it works. Addressing these fears helps you get to the good stuff about unschooling. But if you're wrapped up in fear that they're not learning, you can't hear anything else. So yes, when we unschool, we live as if school doesn't even exist. But that takes deschooling and addressing fears and getting solid information to get there. So I made a graphic to help you see a variety of subjects or topics you might be overlooking when you're concerned about pretend play. It might be easier for you to hop over to the blog post to see the graphic, and you can download it or share it. But when kids are just playing pretend, with the air quotes around the just, they're also learning math and language arts and science and interpersonal skills and critical thinking skills and art. I know, kind of shocking, right? But maybe they're building a set or creating costumes. So there's math and estimating and spatial awareness and getting organized, creating a plan. Maybe they're buying more or talking about how to spend money or comparing fabrics and patterns. With language arts, they're creating a story, and that's the early stages of creative writing. With plot and character development, story arcs, revising and editing as they go, it doesn't have to be written down. They're developing vocabulary and practicing persuasion techniques. if they're playing with other people, they're learning how to collaborate and cooperate. They're developing leadership and decision-making skills. They're processing situations and determining if they can bring their ideas to life. Which leads us to science. That simple scientific method is at play here. Excuse the pun. But they're making guesses about what will happen or what will work. Maybe they're incorporating other parts of the natural world into their scenario. Rocks and sticks and dirt, but also weather and resources on hand. And of course, they're developing art skills like colors and patterns and texture, but also theater and performance and improv. And the larger meta skills like problem solving, engaging in curiosity and seeing where it takes you, stimulating creativity, developing observation and decision-making skills. The world needs more people who can do these things, not more people who can ride the conveyor belt of one-size-fits-all learning, because we know how well that fits. A parent wrote to me yesterday asking, how do I encourage creativity and not get in their way? Well, isn't that a great question? I think the answer starts with noticing all the creative endeavors our kids are engaging in, seeing that learning is there, and knowing that it is enough without us orchestrating something else or trying to make them jump through hoops instead of continuing on with their pretend play. So that's it from me for this week. Hop over to the blog to see the graphic I made for this, and I have all of it listed out, so it's easier if you're more of a reader. Join the membership group if you want me to help you break down what's going on in your home. I can help you find all the ways that the kids are learning. It's in their hardwiring. And once you start to see it, I think you'll start seeing it everywhere. I love that. So enjoy your kids, and we'll talk again next week.